There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The World Cup being held in Qatar is hardly 24 years old, and it is already leaving a bad taste in one's mouth. Latest reports indicate that Qatar is denying Jewish visitors access to cooked kosher food and praying in public spaces during their visit. According to a Jewish organization representative, an assurance was made that Jews could create prayer spaces in public areas, but have been informed that this has been banned because local authorities cannot secure such areas. Other Jewish visitors are reporting that they were promised to be able to cook kosher food, including kosher meat, but so far have been only allowed to sell cold bagel sandwiches. For now, however, kosher in Qatar, under the supervision of Rabbi Mendi Chitrik of Istanbul and his son Rabbi Eliyahu Chitrik, will sell challah for Shabbat and bagel sandwiches with spreads. It has been estimated that 10,000 religiously observant Jews are attending the event. People with Jewish ancestry are found to be 10 times more likely to carry breast cancer gene faults than the general population. Based on this finding, NHS, National Health Services England, has appointed the charity Genetics, who along with Chai Cancer Care, will promote a new program launching next year, which will involve genetic testing of individuals with a breast cancer gene fault. The campaign aims to raise awareness in Jewish communities and encourages men and women over the age of 18 of Jewish descent to come forward for a free BRCA test. BRCA refers to two genes, BRCA1 and BRCA2. Some individuals are born with a fault in one of these genes, and this increases their likelihood of developing certain cancers, including breast, ovarian, prostate, and pancreatic cancer. The two organizations are working closely with a communications agency to launch a campaign across various media platforms for maximum reach, which will engage all members of the Jewish community, including those with Jewish ancestry. Lawyers have filed a complaint with the United States government regarding a proposed ban by 9 student groups to exclude supporters of Zionism from speaking at student-hosted events at Berkeley University in California. The complaint calls for the Department of Education to investigate the university on the grounds of profound and deep-seated anti-Semitic discrimination, and also appeals to the federal government to direct the university to adopt the widely endorsed International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, IHRA, working definition of anti-Semitism. Berkeley University's law faculty recently issued a statement confirming the principle of free and open speech at the law school, emphasizing that one must recognize Zionism as part of Jewish identity, a fact which it hopes will encourage dialogue and understanding amongst all groups. Non-profit educational organization Birthright Israel, which sponsors free 10-day trips to the Holy Land for young Jewish adults, is now looking for more funds, having been affected by the pandemic and global economic factors. The organization reports that it has to downscale the number of trips by a third in 2023, and the Birthright Israel Foundation, its funding division, is liaising with its largest donors, hoping to remedy the situation. In the meantime, Birthright Israel is appealing for help from the American Jewish community to sustain the program, and leaders attending the recent General Assembly of the Jewish Federations of North America expressed concern at the matter, stressing that this will deprive a generation of Jews in the diaspora of never having a chance to visit Israel. Extensive research has shown that Birthright participants have a notably stronger connection to the Holy Land and a much deeper Jewish identity than non-participants. And tolerance, understanding, recognition and respect is what underlines Azerbaijan's decision yesterday to open an embassy based in Tel Aviv, Israel. Leaders of the Conference of Presidents of major American Jewish organizations have issued a statement welcoming the move, saying it represents a significant step in growing relations between the Jewish state and her neighbors. They added that this development underlines the necessity for regional stability and sends a strong message to countries such as Iran, who continue to promote violence and sponsor terrorism. Farid Shafiev, the chairman of Azerbaijan's Center of Analysis of International Relations, said that the Azeri and Jewish peoples have a long history in Azerbaijan spanning 2,500 years, noting that it is this that formed the basis for establishing bilateral ties. For Sky FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on skyfm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.